Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
My name's Lou Jean Hall.
Yes,
and
ma'am?
I've got a charge on my checking account from y'all.
Okay.
It's
let
not me.
me. All right. Let me find that charge for you. Can I have a zip code, please?
24375.
24375. Thank you. And you said last name was Hall?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I have it here. And could you confirm your shipping address to verify, please?
326 Roberts Avenue in Sugar Grove, Virginia, 24375.
Thank you.
I've not got it. I mean, it just come out today.
Okay. Well, let me just see what it was, though. So let's see.
I can tell you what it was. It tells me
this
here.
Yes, ma'am. This says this was a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum, enrolling you in the meal planning app called Bites Hub. So you would use the app. It counts your calories, meal plans for you. When you use it, they would be the ones to give you the Dyson if you win it. Did you do this today?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. Does anybody have access to your card to do this for you?
Not to my card, no.
Okay. So you haven't done any survey today?
No. No.
Okay. Would you like for me to get this sent over to the fraud department so they can better assist you? It looks like somebody has your information and your shipping information.
Well, the bank close to me has done ordered me another card today.
Today? Okay.
Yeah, I called them and they ordered me a new card. So this card is no longer good.
Okay. Well, this is a reoccurring subscription, so I can go ahead and cancel this to prevent any future charges. Would you still like to get transferred over to the fraud department to help?
Well, not if it comes off my checking account.
What do you mean?
Well, apparently it's on my checking account and it'll come out.
Yes, so $59.89 was charged today.
Yes.
But you said you did not make the purchase or anybody in your household. So I can have you transferred over to the fraud department so they can help.
Okay.
Would you like
Whatever.
For me to do that?
Yeah.
All
you
right.
Ain't got another one there too, have you?
Oh, which one?
I got one on here for $1.95.
Oh, no, ma'am. I think that's something else.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me make sure this is taken care of. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. I already have it canceled. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, if you let me get a pencil or write it down.
Sure.
Okay.
C as in cat, 920-4692.
Go slow, please.
Okay. C as in cat,
04.
Yes. 69.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I've got C and cat, 920.
4.
Okay. And I've got the 6.
And then 9. 2. 2. 4.
I had done got a hold of the bank and told them not to pay it.
Well, it did go through for us, but so you don't have to
Well,
go
it
through the
still shows
hassle.
up for me, too.
Yes, ma'am. So you don't have to go through the hassle of the fraud department. I'll go ahead and help you out with this. I can refund the charge for you.
Okay,
but
please.
It'll go back to this card right here that we have ending 7746. Is that fine?
Well, I guess because they ain't paid it yet. I seen that on my internet that
okay.
they hadn't paid it yet.
All right. Let me make sure the refund goes through for you then. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so I voided the transaction. So it's still pending in your account right now. Once it's done pending, it'll simply go back into your checking account like the charge never happened.
Yes.
And it is canceled to prevent future charges. And everything is now canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, but I sure do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great day.
Yes. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're welcome. Bye.